Good Sunday morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A 73-year-old man was taken to a hospital after being struck by a large tree limb in northern Huron County. Port Austin Kendi Fire Departments, along with Central Huron EMS, responded to the area of M25 east of Helms Road following a report that a tree limb had fallen onto a person. The man was reportedly struck in the chest by a limb estimated to be about 2 feet in diameter. Flight care was initially requested but was canceled a short time later. The man was instead transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. No additional information on his condition was immediately released. In Huron County Circuit Court, Judy Marie Whiteside appeared before Judge Gerald Prill to face a charge of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. The alleged offense occurred between January 1st and December 31st of 2024. During the proceedings, Whiteside waived her right to a preliminary examination, and a plea of not guilty was entered on her behalf. Defense attorney Kyle T. O'Mara requested a referral to the State Forensic Center for a determination of criminal responsibility. O'Mara cited significant concerns regarding the defendant's mental health, specifically referencing a previous bipolar diagnosis. Judge Prill granted the request pending the filing of a formal petition by the defense. The court continued the bond existing, and a pretrial hearing is scheduled for November 4th at 10 a.m. Well, in Michigan, with ticks being a problem, a simple cardboard tube filled with treated cotton could play a role in reducing the number of ticks around homes and other outdoor areas. These are known as tick tubes. The devices contain cotton treated with the insecticide permethrin. Mice collect the cotton for nesting material, exposing their fur and ticks feeding on them to the chemical. The approach is significant because white-footed mice are an important reservoir for the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Young black-leg ticks can acquire the bacteria while feeding on infected mice and potentially transmit it later to humans or other animals. Research from Penn State has found that properly deployed tick tubes can reduce ticks feeding on mice. Studies have also shown that mice will collect the treated cotton, and the tubes may need to be replenished periodically throughout the season, approximately once a month. Researchers caution that tick tubes are not a standalone answer to the tick-borne disease. Their effectiveness can vary depending on conditions and how frequently mice use them. Experts generally recommend combining tick control measures with personal precautions, including checking for ticks after spending time outdoors and promptly removing any that are found. And we'll be back right after this. Riding along in my automobile.
That's right, you could be riding away in your brand new automobile because it is car giveaway season once again. Thumb Broadcasting, as we do every year, will be giving away another vehicle this summer, this time a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Bright red exterior with a gray leather interior, with a 4-speed automatic transmission, custom alloy wheels, pop-up headlights, and even a removable tint glass roof. This is one hot ride you definitely want to win. So if you'd like your chance to drive away with the 1990 Chevy Corvette, then listen for your chances to enter to win on Cruise 102.1 FM, the Doc Rock and Lake Shaken Station, and AM 1340, the Thumb's hottest country music, as well as by entering at local participating venues, so shop local this summer. No purchase is necessary in order to enter at the venues, but you must be 18 years of age or older to enter.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servants.